gives you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Race fans, visit Camping World of Concord for convenient one-stop shopping on outdoor accessories, top brand RVs, and quality service. Buy an RV and enroll in the Good Sam Elite Loyalty Program, offering incentives valued at over $2,000. Browse over 10,000 Camping World products and accessories in America's largest RV dealer network. Plus, shop the top manufacturers such as Coleman, Keystone, Newmar, Thor Motor Coach, Winnebago, and many more. America's number one RV dealer has something for everyone. Visit Camping World of Concord today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the last two restrictor plate races in May at Talladega and July at Daytona. Sunday, he'll try for his third straight back at Talladega, and this one would include a spot in the round of eight in the playoffs.
If not, I think it's a racetrack that we could still gain a lot of points, and, you know, nothing's guaranteed when you go there. So, you know, I've been crashed out of them just as easy as finishing well.
Cup haulers arrive at Talladega this evening. We'll have live streaming coverage of first cup practice starting at 1 Eastern time and final practice at 3 Eastern at MRN.com and the free MRN app. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in as we kick off hour number three of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Coming to you currently on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Yesterday, while I was down in Iowa City, Alex was here in Cedar Rapids catching up with Melanie Richard of Big Brothers Big Sisters. There's a big event coming up next week with the Iowa Hawkeyes on the road in Evanston to take on Northwestern. We had Melanie on with us last year talking about this great night where you can go to Kinnick Stadium, support Big Brothers Big Sisters, and watch the Hawkeyes on the big screens at Kinnick Stadium. Now, last year it was the Penn State game, and that didn't turn out so well. This year, chances are an outcome may be a little bit more favorable for the Hawkeyes. And as we mentioned, Alex caught up with her yesterday. Here's a little bit about the event, and when you're done hearing about it, we're going to have a chance for you to go to it. So keep that phone handy. 319-366-1600 is the number that you're going to need. Here now is Alex and Melanie from yesterday.
There's a great event that will be taking place at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, October the 21st, as the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Northwestern Wildcats. And here to talk about it, the development officer from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Melanie Richard, joins us. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Alex.
Well, tell us a little bit about this event coming up on the 21st, on this same day, obviously, as the Iowa Northwestern game. A big-time event for Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah, we're calling it a tailgating party, so it's the Gridiron Bash. It's our sixth year to hold the event, all in support of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and our mission. Like you said, it's going to happen in the Kinnick Stadium press box again this year. Beautiful facility up there, great opportunity to be there in the stadium and be in the press box. You know, not a lot of people have that opportunity to go in there. So for $60, our guests can come in and watch the game. We'll have a big screen inside the press box, and all the TVs will be going and showing the game as well. Watch the game, have a good time. $60 a person. Get you a tailgate style buffet, beer, wine, and soda all included. There'll be a silent auction, a 50-50 raffle, and some other prizes and things going on throughout the night. So a really fun time. And, you know, we like to tell people, if you're going to go to a restaurant or a bar and watch this game, you know, you're likely to spend $60 or more. So what's great about it is, you know, all of that $60 goes right back to Big Brothers Big Sisters to support our mission. And we're able to do that because of the sponsors we have for the event. So Transamerica, Locals Love Us, and Wells Fargo, and of course you guys for being one of our promotional sponsors. So thanks very much.
Absolutely. How can people purchase their tickets? Where can they go to purchase
tickets? Yeah, take a look at our website, beabigcr.org. You can find it on there, Gridiron Bash. Just take a look for that at the top of the page there. Or links are available also on our Facebook and our Twitter sites as well. You can always call our office too, 377-8993, and we can get you taken care of right over the phone as well.
And you talked about the mission of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, so I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what you guys do over there.
Yeah, thank you. You know, at Big Brothers Big Sisters, our goal is to create those life-changing friendships. So really what we want to do is find a volunteer that wants to help out a child that might be facing some sort of adversity in their life and be that positive role model for them, you know, be in their life. Really, you know, we look at three different areas that we help the kids to improve in to help them be successful, you know, improving educational success, reducing their risky behaviors, and, you know, improvements with their social skills. So, you know, we take a look at those areas and we really want the kids in our program to really improve and to be successful in life. We have a couple of different ways to get involved. If you're interested in volunteering, we've got our site-based program, which you might have heard of before as Lunch Buddies. That would be where the volunteer spends 2 hours a month. So two different times you go to your little brother or your little sister's school. You have lunch with them, spend a portion of their recess time with them at the school, just one-on-one. You know, really spending special time with them to make them feel special, whether it's shooting hoops in the gym, taking a walk around the playground outside, reading books in the library, homework, playing a game, anything where you're spending that one-on-one time with them. And then our second program and way to get involved is through our community-based program. And that's where the volunteer would spend 4 hours a month. And during those hours, which can be spread out all across the month, it can be, 1 hour a week for 4 weeks. It can be a couple of hours on a Wednesday night and, a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon, whatever works best for your little and your schedule as the volunteer. And you'd be able to go pick them up at their home and take them out into the community and do fun things with them. And we always recommend low or no cost activities with your little. We don't expect our volunteers to spend a lot of money on them, while going to Colonel's games or Rough Riders games or taking them out for ice cream is A-okay to do. Don't ever want volunteers to feel like they have to do that, because many of the activities, such as, if you have a hobby, say you like to work on cars or you like to do arts and crafts, or you like to bake, things like that, that are very simple, riding bikes, washing your car, those are some of the things that can be really special moments for some of the kids in our program in their lives. And so we recommend a lot of those kinds of things too, because some of the kids don't really ever have the opportunity to do those kinds of things.
October the 21st, 11 a.m. kickoff.
Yes, last we have year a game a night, time now. Yes.
Last year was a night game. It was against Penn State. I remember it distinctly. This year, 11 a.m. kickoff against the Northwestern Wildcats. BeABigCR.org/GridironBash is where you can go to purchase your tickets. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was Alex catching up with Melanie yesterday, and we've actually got an opportunity for you to go to that event right now. This is a pair of tickets. You heard her mention that they're $60 a piece, and if you'd like to go watch the Hawkeyes in a very unique environment and help support Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can do so right now. Caller number 6 2 319 366 1600. You're going to win those tickets. And again, the Iowa Northwestern game next Saturday. It's in Evanston, but you can watch it at Kinnick Stadium and support Big Brothers Big Sisters at the same time. 6:11. Here's what we'll do, sort of a reverse half hour here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Woodja is on the way. And then after that, we'll get you ready for Game 5 of the Cubs and Nats at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Plenty more of the Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn to come after this.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Linn County REC wants to answer this question for you. What makes being a member of a co-op different? It's pretty simple, really. When you're a member of a co-op, you are also an owner, so you own a stake in the business. Linn County REC members maintain democratic control of the co-op, so they elect fellow members to represent them on the board of directors. And you may not realize, electric cooperatives are not-for-profit. That means any excess revenue gets returned to members in the form of capital credits each year. Also, as a cooperative, Linn County REC has a sincere concern for community, supporting the areas where their members live and work. From sponsorships to economic development efforts, Linn County REC stands as a driving force in the community, giving their members a voice and living and working right alongside the people they serve. All of this is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
All right, 616, and Josh in Cedar Rapids, our winner of the Big Brothers Big Sisters Hawkeye tailgate tickets. So enjoy that event, Josh, and let everybody else know that you're supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters. Really is a tremendous organization. My wife has been a part of it for even longer than we've been together, and I know there's a lot of people here in the building that do the Lunch Buddies program, and Tyler used to have a Lunch Buddy when he was here in Cedar Rapids, and highly encourage you. They definitely need a lot of people. There are a ton of kids, both boys and girls, that are waiting for their matches. So learn more about them and support them. And it's a good way to watch the Hawkeye game, too. Even though they will not be playing at Kinnick Stadium, you can watch it there on the TVs, which is the TVs. Listen to me. On the video boards, which is really a cool experience. Sometimes you drive by late at night and they're hosting recruits or something, and they're playing old games on the video boards, and it's fun just to kind of stop and watch. They like to play. Last year, it was the Nebraska game and the Michigan game.
I figure the recruits were in town. Yeah, was one of them.
Let's go ahead and do this here. By the way, the Yankees have announced who they're going to start in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. Houston has already said Dallas Keuchel, and they, of course, have had the luxury of sitting back and resting up and setting the rotation. But Joe Girardi has announced that it's going to be Masahiro Tanaka in Game 1. So Tanaka and Keuchel. That's the American League Championship Series. National League Championship Series hasn't been set yet because the Cubs and the Nats have to play Game 5 tonight. We're going to get you ready for it coming up in a little bit, but it's Thursday, and we can't have a Thursday program without, would you?
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, it's all hands on deck tonight. How would you handle the Cubs bullpen if you were Joe Maddon? He's already said that Jose Quintana is set to come in relief of Kyle Hendricks, but a lot of people are down on how Joe Maddon has managed the bullpen in this series to this point.
You have to follow the motto of one Dan Fouts in the movie The Waterboy. Last game of the year, Brent, can't hold anything back now. You got to take this one batter at a time. And you have to pitch your best pitchers in the situations where you need an out. And you have to, I know that Hendricks has been good, but if he shows any sign of struggle, any sign of walking a hitter, giving up a hit, giving up two base runners in a row, you got to start getting somebody ready in the bullpen. The way that he has managed his bullpen to this point doesn't matter at all tonight. Everybody other than Jake Arrieta will probably be available to him. So Kyle Hendricks goes as long as he can, is as efficient as he can be. But it's a do or die game five, and you have to have somebody out there who you are most confident in getting it out and key situations. No matter whether that's Kyle Hendricks, a starter, or John Lester, coming out of the bullpen like yesterday. He also probably won't be available today. So Jose Quintana would be the next guy in line to be that guy coming out of the bullpen, and Joe Maddon has said as much today.
Hey, Joe Maddon has gotten some flack for the decisions he's made with the bullpen, but quite frankly, I feel like he wouldn't have gotten a lot of that criticism if his bullpen hadn't been, you know, coming in and blowing some of these games. The bullpen this year is just not as good as it was last year. And I'll look at a guy like Carl Edwards. Take Wade Davis out of the discussion, because Wade Davis has been great, very reliable. Carl Edwards is almost kind of the go-to guy in the seventh and eighth inning. And I put Carl Edwards right there in the discussion with Carlos Marmol, Hector Rendon, Pedro Strop. At their best, you know, they'll make guys miss, but you know, the very next pitch, they're liable to throw a slider too far outside, throw a wild pitch, walk somebody. The bullpen just isn't that great. And so the answer to how would I handle it tonight, I'm going to try to get Hendricks to go as long as he can. I need him to go 5 or 6. Quintana's going to go 6, 7, 8, or 7, 8. And then I just want to go two starters and then hand it right over to Wade Davis. It's an elimination game. I don't want any of those other bullpen arms to come out if they don't have to. Granted, it's probably not going to work out that perfectly, but to answer how I would handle the bullpen, I would try to avoid it as much as I can.
I don't know. Edwards has been pretty good. I don't think he's been the biggest issue in the bullpen.
I didn't say he was the biggest issue. I say he's not super reliable.
Yeah, 2.98 ERA during the regular season. He's good. He's one of their better relievers.
He has been good. He is one of their better relievers. But I don't, you know, I'm not super confident with him all the time.
No, he's not Justin Wilson, thankfully. Alex, would you bet right now on Iowa State getting to 6 wins in a bowl game this year? If I, screw the beginning of the season, but I tell you right now, after having watched them beat Oklahoma last week, and they're to the halfway point right now, they just need 3 more. Would you bet that?
I guess so. I'm not overly confident just because of the Texas and the Iowa game, just the way that those two games shaped up. I thought that those were two games that they could have had. They probably should have had the Iowa game. But after beating Oklahoma, I don't think that people realize how important it was for that program, because they had checked off every box of a rebuild except winning a close game and finding a way to execute down the stretch and beat either a team they're as good as, a team that's slightly better than them, or a team that's way better than they are, and that would be the Oklahoma Sooners. And they found a way to do it. I think this will have give this program so much momentum heading into maybe not this week. I think there's a possibility that they do sleepwalk through the first quarter of the Kansas game. They find a way to win that game. I don't think it will be an issue. But against Texas Tech, right now is ranked in the top 25. They're a 4-1 team, but I still think that Iowa State can go on the road and beat Texas Tech and Lubbock. And then you play Baylor. And the game at the end of the year is interesting because they play Kansas State. And Kansas State has a good defense. And Kansas State was ranked in the top 25 to begin this year, but Kansas State can't throw the football. They are a one-dimensional offense, and I think Iowa State will be able to outscore them. So I would bet that they would win six games at this point, even before, if you would have asked me this last week, after they lost to Texas, I would have said absolutely not.
I've been off about Iowa State for most of the year. I remember Alex and I were doing a show, and we were going through our predictions, and I was looking at Iowa State's schedule and what games are winnable, and I didn't see a whole lot. But they've now put themselves in a position where they not only look like a better team, but they've already got three under the belt. And so I'm looking at their schedule right now. I expect them to win this weekend against Kansas. And then late in the year, I think Baylor and Kansas State are very winnable games. And I think West Virginia will be a shootout. They might be in that game. But I do see three winnable games for Iowa State. And if Matt, I think this weekend will be telling if they stay playing well and they don't let that Oklahoma game kind of be the highlight of the year and kind of just cruise through the rest of it. If they stay up, I do see three more winnable games on that schedule. So sure, I'll take a six win.
The text line wants to know where you and Alex are doing your show. You're not cheating on KGYM, are you?
It was over the summer. You weren't here.
It was when you were out of town.
Oh.
It was on KGYM.
Oh,
we did our predictions a week prior to the football season. I don't know where you were, but it was...
I thought maybe he said you guys were doing a show, and I thought maybe
no,
this was...
we weren't at KRUI at the same time. Oh. I don't even know if Kyle was ever at KRUI.
I never did.
Well, I thought maybe you guys were moonlighting or something.
Oh, yeah. We got an antenna up on top
podcast.
Of our house.
Everybody's got a podcast nowadays, right? We've got one. You can catch the show online, kgymradio.com, after we're finished tonight. How would you handle, Alex, the non-conference schedule if you were Iowa? This came up again today because the Hawkeyes have announced that UNI is on the schedule in 2020, and the Big Ten has relaxed the rule about not playing FCS teams, and as you can imagine, there's a segment of the Iowa fan base that's disappointed to see Northern Iowa on the schedule, even though, as you and I discussed in hour number one, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com did the research. The Hawkeyes are in the upper half of the Big Ten when it comes to playing teams or games from Power 5 conferences over the next three seasons. It just so happens that Iowa's are all against Iowa State.
I think it'd be fine to alternate you and I and another Power 5 opponent every other year, every third year, because Iowa State's not going anywhere. We know that. And a lot of people are suggesting that it doesn't matter that Iowa State is on the schedule. Iowa should go out and play another Power 5 opponent. And I guess I agree with that to a certain extent. But I don't think that doing away with you and I playing Iowa or Iowa State's a good thing for anybody. I have absolutely no problem with you and I being on the schedule. I do have a problem with Middle Tennessee State, Northern Illinois, North Texas. I don't care about any of those teams. None of those teams bring any intrigue into this studio or really any intrigue to any of the fans who pay money to go watch that team play. So I would be okay with keeping you and I guess to a certain extent, Iowa State, there's some debate as to whether that game should be played every year. If you could find the right situation for both teams, really, if Iowa State could find a juicier Power 5 opponent, and same with Iowa, one year where you're playing on a neutral site against a good Power 5 opponent, I would be all for that. But I have no problem seeing you and I on the schedule.
This is weird to me. Because it seems like this discussion has kind of gotten a false dichotomy to it, where you either get to play Iowa State and you and I, or you get to play other Power 5 schools. And I don't think it has to be that way. If I were in charge of making the schedule, I'll alternate years, Iowa State or you and I, week one, And then in the weeks after that, you have to get other Power 5 schools in there. And they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can play UNI or Iowa State and then go on to play, you know, a real Power 5 school. It doesn't seem like that complex of an issue to me. And, you know, it seems pretty simple. You can go on to play those games because those are rivalries. Iowa only has, you know, the two in-state schools to other in-state schools. And I think those rivalries are fun, and I had never even thought of it this way, but if you play those games week one, that does kind of, you know, give the team kind of some motivation to get up and be excited and be ready in that week one. But then with that said, I like those rivalries. You got to get other legitimate schools in there, not Middle Tennessee or some of these other, you know, wherevers.
The reason that it's a discussion is because Kirk Ferentz was asked if he would ever consider playing 10 Power 5 teams in a single season, which would mean playing, or excuse me, 11, which would mean playing Iowa State and then another Power 5 opponent, and he said basically no. And that's why I have a little bit of hesitation, because Iowa State right now, whether you like it or not, it's not going anywhere. It just would be interesting every once in a while to see somebody else on the schedule. And there has to be some kind of compromise there, or there really actually doesn't have to be any compromise. It's up to them, but I know the fans would like to see some other opponents on the schedule.
All right. This comes back to our interview that we did with Jake Trotter, Alex, from ESPN.com. Bob Stoops has floated the idea. He thinks Arkansas would be a good fit in the Big 12. So if you were the Hogs, would you call the Big 12?
No, I don't think that they really would be a good fit in the Big 12, and I think it's sort of jumping to conclusions after a mediocre stint with Brett Bielema at Arkansas. Bobby Petrino had that program competing in the SEC. And it goes back to Darren McFadden. It goes back to Felix Jones. This is not a program that needs to jump out of the spot that they're in. They need to find the right fit as the head coach. And Brett Bielema will give them 6 or 7 wins, but not put them over the top as far as recruiting goes or as far as the SEC landscape goes. So I've never understood the whole, oh, well, they've had a bad few years. Let's just jump out of the conference and go somewhere else. I kind of see what Bob Stoops is trying to do, sit back and play the, not necessarily devil's advocate, but to stir things up, and I don't mind that, but I don't think they'd be a good fit. I don't see a reason for them to leave the SEC, and I think they should stay right where they're at.
I haven't seen all of his comments, or I haven't seen his comments in depth, so I'm not sure why exactly he said they're a good fit, but in terms of, you know, who Arkansas is as a program, at least right now under Bielema, I don't see the great fit between Arkansas and the Big 12. Arkansas's identity is running the ball, and that's very much SEC. And then from the school's perspective, the SEC is the most highly regarded conference in the country, and so I don't know why you would want to downgrade yourself and go to the Big 12, where teams are probably going to pass on, like literally pass down the field all over you for the next 3 or 4 years until you can get your roster caught up for basically an entirely different style of football.
Bielema, by the way, has to be, instead of calling the Hogs, is calling off the Dogs in Fayetteville, because they're talking about maybe raising that money for a buyout and getting him out of there, which will be an interesting story to watch, obviously, with the ties to Iowa. A big story this week in the sports world. We touched on it a lot yesterday, but Alex, what would you say the number one problem facing the U.S. men's national soccer team is at the moment? And don't say losing to Trinidad and Tobago.
Missing the World Cup. Oh, that doesn't count.
Well, it can, but how do they avoid doing that in the future then?
I don't know enough about soccer to diagnose the X's and O's of what the issue is, because the people that do know about soccer tell me that it's not an athleticism issue. It's really not necessarily a skill issue. A little bit of coaching, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But this, I just think that soccer in this country is not played at a I'm not going to say it's not taken seriously, because of course it is. Billions of dollars go into these grassroots programs, but everybody plays it differently in this country. And you look at some of these other powerhouse countries like Brazil, like Germany, these kids are groomed from the age 10 to play for these junior clubs of these super teams in their particular nations, and they're taught how to play, and they're taught what style they should play, and they all have the concept of what they're supposed to be doing out there from that age. And leagues around the country or around the world in Europe are better than what we have here in America. The Power Four sports here in America are the best leagues in the world for their respective sports, the NHL, the NBA, and the NFL, and Major League Baseball. This is not the same with soccer. And nobody wants to come over here and play unless they're 40 years old and trying to get a payday. So until soccer is taken more seriously as far as trying to develop it in one vision with one way here in America, it's not going to get over the hump of some of these other countries. And this is what we're talking about here. Despite, I think this, them missing the World Cup underscores the fact that even when they made the World Cup, they weren't going anywhere. Somebody today said, oh, well, the U.S. hockey team has failed on a national stage, so has baseball. So, well, basketball really hasn't, but hockey and baseball have. Well, hockey won a silver medal in Vancouver. Baseball just won the World Baseball Classic. These are teams that, yes, they've struggled, but they've shown the ability to at least be competitive every once in a while. The U.S. soccer team is not competitive, even when they do get in the World Cup. And I quite frankly don't know how to change it, but something has to change. And the people who run this sport in this country have to change it. Not myself, luckily.
The biggest issue facing men's soccer here in America is options. And I'm talking about when young kids... I was talking about this on the gym class with Mark and Scott yesterday, maybe the day before. Kids have too many options, and the best athletes, as soon as they can swing a bat, they're playing baseball. As soon as, you know, they can jump or hoist a basketball over their head, they're playing basketball. And as soon as they can watch television, they want to play football. Soccer, it's not out there, it's not exposed. There's nothing really like in the public eye, on like mainstream media, there's nothing really drawing anybody else in to soccer. And until that changes, they're just going to keep going and playing those other sports that are, you know, everybody else plays. Soccer takes a back seat. Whereas in all the other countries, soccer is the main sport. And I won't make the blanket statement. It's not all the other countries. Other countries have other sports too. But it's no secret that soccer is a much, much bigger deal all over the globe than it is here. And it starts when you're young, because you go to some of those countries where they care more. You've got a highly concentrated collection of talent training, not just training their skills, getting better at soccer from a young age, but getting better together. And so by the time they're competing for these World Cups, you've got kids who've been playing together, training together, know how to play together as a team for 10 or 15 years. And I mean, it's going to take some sort of crazy movement. And I've heard over the years, and I subscribed to this for a while, where it's going to take one American superstar to get some interest. But even the one, you know, America is so far behind. You've got to get a whole movement where a whole generation of kids become extremely interested in soccer. And not until we get a similar program where we've got our best talent training together, playing together for 10 or 15 years, we're not going to be able to compete until we have something like that.
I used to subscribe to In Fisherman magazine back in the day. We're not even going to get to what I think is the best, would you? We're out of time. But, you know, it's tight, because I think
we can make it quick. 30 seconds.
If you could have one person with a secret account on social media to have your back at all times, who would you choose? This, I don't know if you're familiar with the story or
not. Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell's wife today admitted that she has a secret Twitter account that she uses to stand up for her husband. So you can pick anybody. They've got a secret account. They're going to always have your back. Who do you choose?
I'm going to choose my friend Brent Fullen, who was featured on Z102.9 as the guy who was at the Olympics traveling around.
Yeah, the goofball.
The goofball, who is the snarkiest person I've ever met and awesome at social media. So Brent, he's got my back.
Going with Eminem. He doesn't have my back already, but I know if he did, he will make anybody who spoke out against me, he will make them pay and wish they hadn't.
BJ on the text line, by the way, says, no kid dreams of being a soccer player, and until that changes, soccer always will be what it is in this country. I find it interesting, though, because I have a lot of nieces and nephews. Every single one of them, first sport that they played is soccer.
Same for me.
It's extremely easy. You just throw the ball out there, and the stupid little kids run around or pick their nose or wave at each other, and it is what it is. There was another Woodja on here, but you know what? You said 30 seconds, so this is a would you only for Alex Kuhn. Sorry, Kyle. Alex, would you say Christmas is right around the corner?
I would not.
Okay.
I would not.
Okay. That'll do it for would you. 6:39. We'll step aside and take a quick break when we come back. We did the reverse, didn't we?
We did.
So we got to have Kyle stick here and give us a big board update.
We do.
Brought to you by Midwest One. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Shame on me.
The University of Iowa put the finishing touches on its schedule for the 2020 football season and announced today the addition of a game with Northern Iowa. The Hawkeyes will open the season hosting the Panthers at Kinnick on September 5th, will host Iowa State the following week, and will have their first conference game in Week 3 at Minnesota. The Iowa baseball team's playing the Black and Gold World Series yesterday, today, and potentially tomorrow if a Game 3 is necessary. The Black team took Game 1 last night 3-2 thanks largely to five pitchers combining for a no-hitter. They still made time to issue 10 walks, which for reference would tie the Major League record for most walks in a no-hitter. They're playing Game 2 right now at Duane Banks Field. An injury update from Ames. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell says that linebacker Willie Harvey is somewhere between questionable and probable for Saturday's game against Kansas. Harvey's fifth on the team with 31 tackles and tied for second with 2.5 sacks and a pick. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Thursday Night Football between the Eagles and Panthers. That will be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. But more importantly, we're going to have the Win or Die Game 5 between the Cubs and Nationals in Washington. The Cubs are throwing Kyle Hendricks, who threw 7 scoreless innings in a Game 1 victory. And the Nationals will start Gio Gonzalez, who gave up 3 runs in 5 innings in Game 2. You can hear that right here on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
All right, we're going to talk about that next as the Cubs and the Nationals right around the corner, just like Christmas. Cubs fans,
unlike Christmas.
Are you nervous? What's your level of feeling for tonight's game? Are you confident? Are you nervous, apprehensive, somewhere in between? Just pick an adjective. 319-366-1600. You can let us know on the Hertin and Stocker text line as well. 641, more to come. We will break down for you Game 5.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
We asked you, if you're a Cubs fan, what your feelings were heading into tonight's game. And so far, quite a few of you on the text line are following Mikey's lead. Cubs game? I'm as nervous as an Ann Arbor in church. That's an old Iowa, Michigan joke right there. Welcome back in. The Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up to the top of the hour, where we will split 1600 AM listeners. You're going to get the Cubs and the Nationals from Washington, D.C., a win-or-go-home game for both teams. Washington will have a shorter trip home, just for the record. 106.3, 107.5, our FM frequencies in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. You guys are going to get Thursday night football as Philadelphia takes on Carolina. So set those fantasy football lineups before you accidentally leave somebody like, Devin Funchess on the bench. We talked with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com yesterday. He thinks Devin Funchess is a pretty good play moving forward for the Carolina Panthers. The lineup is out for the Cubs tonight. This is what they're sinking or swimming with. John Jay is going to be in left field leading off. Coincidentally, he has a couple leadoff home runs in the postseason from his days as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. Alex Kuhn, I'm just going to ask you, can probably, by the process of deduction, come up with the answer here, but do you happen to know or have a good guess who he hit those two home runs off of?
I'm guessing the Washington Nationals.
Well, the pitcher for the Washington Nationals tonight.
Let me guess, Gio Gonzalez.
Gio Gonzalez, yes. Chris Bryant is batting second at third base. Anthony Rizzo at first base, batting third. Contreras is catching and batting cleanup. Albert Elmora, who's been terrific against left-handers, is in center tonight. Addison Russell is at short. Jason Hayward is in right field. Javier Baez is playing second and batting eighth. And Kyle Hendricks takes the mound. If Kyle Hendricks goes six innings tonight, the Cubs winning or losing?
If he goes six innings, I don't know if the Cubs are winning or losing, but I do know that he hasn't given up more than a run. If he gives up a run early on, then you're going to see somebody come into the game right away. So if Kyle Hendricks goes six innings, I think that's a very good sign for the Chicago Cubs. But the question is, can they get their bats going? And they at least got three runs off of Gio Gonzalez in the first game, but think about the difference in the series right now. Well, there is no difference in the series, but think about the offense in this series especially for the Washington Nationals. Most of it has come off the home run ball. Neither offense has gotten going, and if a pitcher gets through six innings, it means they are pitching very well.
Nationals are going to go with a pretty standard lineup. They've got Trey Turner leading off, Jason Wirth hitting second, Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman go 3-4. Daniel Murphy is that protection in the five spot, followed by Anthony Rendon, then Matt Wieters behind the plate. Michael A. Taylor, the hero of Game 4 last night at Wrigley Field. He had the grand slam that completely put the Cubs out of their misery. He is in center field and batting eighth tonight. And then, of course, Gio Gonzalez, the pitcher, on the mound. Look, I'll say this here just because I do have a feeling this could be the Cubs' last game of the season. I don't know exactly how you describe the 2017 season. I don't think you could describe it as a disappointment, though, even if they lose tonight. They won the World Series last year. They had a little bit of roster turnover, but it was at key positions. We found out really early on what David Ross and Dexter Fowler meant to this team. And you've got to give Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer credit. They made a run for it. They were 5.5 games back at the All-Star break. A couple more losses, and maybe they're trading off some of these guys, the free agents to be. But instead, they stuck to the plan. They went out and got Jose Quintana at a great cost to the organization. We'll see whether Eloy Jimenez pans out with the Chicago White Sox or not. But they went out and got Quintana, who was very good in Game 3, and who I have a feeling we will see tonight, unless, look, if the Cubs can come out and get a big early lead and Hendricks can cruise, and then you've got the ability to rest Quintana and probably turn him loose early on in the National League Championship Series, this is going to be probably one of the tougher games Joe Maddon is going to manage as a Cubs manager tonight, because he's going to be second-guessed, I think, at every step of the way. There are a lot of people out there that are not happy with the way that he has managed the bullpen so far throughout the postseason. I can only pay so much attention to that game yesterday while we're on the air, but I don't necessarily know whether he had guys loose and warm enough to come into the game. Carl Edwards Jr., Wade Davis was an emergency, and we all saw how that turned out with the Taylor Grand Slam. So handle that bullpen a little bit better tonight, or better yet, cross your fingers and hope that you don't need to go to it until about the seventh inning. Kyle Hendricks gets a little momentum behind him tonight, and maybe the Cubs can get the bats going. Now, Dusty Baker says that his offense is too good to be this quiet for this long, and I would tend to agree with him. They did break out for 5 runs yesterday, and that was with the wind blowing in at Wrigley Field. Both teams had to deal with the indignity of traveling to Washington today without the day off. Not a huge deal, but the Nats got to sleep in their own bed. The Cubs were in a hotel, hopefully a hotel with good air conditioning and no mold problems. And they'll put it all on the line tonight. I love this team. Not to borrow from Gary Ryman, but I love this team.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. But I've got a sinking feeling. I said at the beginning of the postseason that Washington was going to win the series. And then Game 1 happened. And then Game 2 was decided by an eyelash, one swing of the bat. Otherwise, we're talking about a completely different series, and that's the beauty of baseball. But tell that to the Indians fans today, right?
Yeah, this has been one of the only series in the postseason where we haven't seen a blow-up start. We haven't seen a starting pitcher get knocked around. And I don't think it's going to happen tonight. I know what you're saying, I know what Dusty Baker is saying about his lineup being so quiet for so long, but I think Kyle Hendricks is going to be very good. I think Gio Gonzalez is going to be very good. I think whoever has a lead after 5 innings is going to win this game, and I think both teams have strong bullpens and will have whichever pitcher they want at their disposal. Is Jose Quintana going to be the second out of the bullpen if Kyle Hendricks can't get past 4 innings?
If he doesn't get past 4 innings, probably. But, yeah, you know what? I'm going to say yes, because I don't see Maddon running up the white flag. So if they give up 4 or 5 runs and it's the 4th inning, I don't necessarily think he's going to bring in a mop-up guy there. You're going to see Quintana, but that's going to make it harder, obviously,
if they would come back then and win the game, because the National League Championship Series starts at 7 o'clock Saturday night in Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden your rotation is completely busted up.
Is he going to have as quick of a trigger as he had on Jake Arrieta yesterday and on Jake Arrieta in Game 7 of last year's World Series?
I'll say today, no. And I think Arrieta the other day, look, the hamstring was probably still bothering
true.
Him.
That's true.
And he was having location issues, 5 walks, a major issue. I think you ride Kyle Hendricks like the storm out. You ride him, and win or lose, he's your guy tonight. And if it's in a position maybe where the lineup benefits, where he felt last night John Lester comes in and faces the left-handers and keeps going, then you do that with Jose Quintana. But nervous is not where I would begin tonight. I'm going to go home, going to have dinner, I'm going to watch this game, and we'll see. It's either the last game of the year, or they're going to turn around and they're going to face the Dodgers. And that's another complete set of problems there, because that's another great lineup, and they have the best pitcher of any of our lifetimes. You'll never see Clayton Kershaw ever again. Now, he's a different animal in the postseason, which is good, but I still wouldn't put money against him in a matchup. He is still Clayton Kershaw at the end of the day. Speaking of the end of the day, we're almost there. It's 6:54. We'll step aside and take a quick break, and when we come back, Kyle's going to have that final Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and we'll tell you what's in store tomorrow during the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Back with more after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
Sad!
Tomorrow afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The Gym will be coming to you live from West High before their matchup with Linmar. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Count down to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on The Gym.
At The Gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Welcome back in, and this is going to do it. We'll send it over to Kyle. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The University of Iowa put the finishing touches on its schedule for the 2020 football season and announced today the addition of a game with Northern Iowa. The Hawkeyes will open the season hosting the Panthers at Kinnick on September 5th, will host Iowa State the following week, and then have their first conference game in Week 3 at Minnesota. The Iowa baseball team is playing the Black and Gold World Series yesterday, today, and potentially tomorrow if a Game 3 is necessary. The Black team took Game 1 last night 3-2 thanks to 5 pitchers combining for a no-hitter. They still made time to issue 10 walks, which for reference would tie the Major League record for most walks in a no-hitter. They're playing Game 2 right now at Duane Banks Field. An injury update from Ames. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell says that linebacker Willie Harvey is somewhere between questionable and probable for Saturday's game against Kansas. Harvey's 5th on the team with 31 tackles and tied for 2nd with 2.5 sacks and 1 pick. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Thursday night football between the Eagles and Panthers. That's on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. But more importantly, we're about to have the win or die Game 5 between the Cubs and Nationals in Washington. The Cubs will throw Kyle Hendricks, who threw seven scoreless innings in a Game 1 victory, and the Nationals will start Gio Gonzalez, who gave up three runs in five innings in Game 2. You can hear that right here on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Alex, 5 years ago today, Gio Gonzalez was pitching Game 5 of a National League Divisional Series. Do you happen to remember the outcome of that game?
Cardinals came back and won.
They do. Do you remember the three guys who played a big role in that key inning for the Cardinals?
Was it John Jay?
No.
Okay, I know Pete Cosma, obviously.
Don't say obviously, because I don't think
fans would know that because he was the unlikeliest of heroes.
One guy is probably a borderline Hall of Famer.
Matt Holliday?
No. Currently active and playing for the American League Championship Series.
Currently active, playing for the American League. Oh, Carlos Beltran.
Yeah. And Daniel Descalso.
Daniel Descalso also was in the playoffs.
Was in the postseason with the Rockies. Not anymore. Game 5 on the way tonight. Cubs-Nats, we'll break it all down tomorrow. The ALCS-NLCS matchups with Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will join me at the coach's corner as well. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Go, Cubs, go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.